Good morning, Local 304, and as always, my branch, Columbus, Ohio. This is the branch president from Columbus, Ohio, with a campaign podcast for you on this Monday morning. Before I begin my campaign, I have to take a moment. I know I said I wasn't going to do this, but I have to take a moment and address what I call the KHH, Kenny Hodge haters. And in some information they post on Facebook, and again, let's just call this a and what we call in Columbus and
Carl
and
Carl,
ATM
Carl, Carl, Carl.
Another
Shark,
teaching
Shark,
moment. Okay, I just recently made it known that the National Executive Board decided, rendered a decision that the charges against me by my 201 chief steward had no merit. Therefore, that case is dismissed. So there was a perfect example of part of the conspiracy to ensure I'm not in the election. Now, one of the KHHs, Kenny Hodge haters, came on Facebook to try to make it seem that their constitution and contract knowledge was superior to mine. And again, it was an attempt, but nonetheless, let me put out what happened. Real quick, on Facebook, one of the members stated that it's impossible for me to have this decision because there has to be a national trial board who speaks to the national executive board. Well, again, let me break this down as I would break it down if I were your local president teaching Article 10. Article 10, when we talk about charges against union officials or union members, and there's a step-by-step process. And I'm going to give it to you again in layman's terms. A union member, union mail handler, files charges against another member or against an officer. Well, those charges are sent to the recording secretary. The recording secretary will then send them to the, in the first case, local executive board. The local executive board now has a decision to look at the alleged charges and make a decision, do they have merit or are they frivolous? If they decide they have no merit, then the charges are sent back to the person bringing the charges and told, your charges have no merit, and it's over, unless that person wants to appeal. If the local executive board receives charges, find there is merit, then they set up the local trial board and a trial is held. The local trial board now makes a decision, and if the persons involved are not happy with that decision, then it is appealed to the National Secretary Treasury. Now, the National Secretary Treasurer gets that appeal and gives it to the National Executive Board. Now, the National Executive Board has an obligation. Let's look at the charges. Look at the appeal. They have all the information, all supporting documentation, and they make a decision. This actually has merit, so now we can set up a national trial board. But the National Executive Board also has the autonomy to look at it and make a determination. There is no merit here. And if there is no merit, there is no need for a national trial board, and the National Executive Board can render the decision that the charges have no merit, therefore they are dismissed. And you might want to read Article 10 of the National Constitution. So when you get on Facebook and try to make it appear that you have a little more contractual knowledge than I'm bringing to the position, stop. It's not necessary. We can share knowledge. But you were wrong, because I'm not going to say you were wrong. I'm sorry. You were your statements were not correct, because the National Executive Board can make a decision without it ever going to the National Trial Board. One post on Facebook, one of the members went as far as to call me an idiot because I didn't understand the constitutional verbiage that her fellow mail handler was putting out. Well, I have to say to you now that your fellow worker was putting out bad information, you co-signed bad information. So I have to ask, if you thought I was an idiot because I didn't understand, now that you're aware that I understand and the both of you were wrong, should I respond in kind? Not going to do that. Hey, but listen, Kenny Hodge, again, I've got contractual knowledge. I have the knowledge and the skill set that's needed for Local 304. A lot of people didn't vote last year, a lot of people, and I'm going to try to be in your ear every day to get you to exercise your right to vote, because I'm telling you, just based off of my knowledge in the local, if I am to win, I have to have a big win, because if there is something that the current local president can do that might be questionable, I'm going to simply say I don't put it past him. And if it involves members to assist, such as a local executive board, based on their findings when it comes to Ken Hodge, I don't put that past them either. So let's get out, let's vote, let's exceed 2,000 ballots cast, because that's what it's going to take, and I believe that's what it's going to be. You know, well over 3 years ago, I believe that your local president made a decision that I was going to be a threat to his position. I believe that he is more than aware of the skill set and the talent I'm going to bring to this position as local president. Unfortunately, my attempt to rise to this position came faster than he may have expected. So ever since pretty much I've known him, he has made it clear that me being part of Local 304 is something he's not going to have if he has his way. And what I mean by that is and again, I tell the story over and over, but I want to, again, just remind you, as a alternate steward, being able to manipulate situations and return mail handlers to work, instead of that being maybe praised or at least congratulated, I was fired for doing that. As a branch president, because I spoke out against what I thought was some questionable practices by the local president, I was almost fired for that. But you see, even with the letter of suspension, let me take a moment and talk to Local 304 for a second. My letter of suspension prohibited me from having meetings, attending meetings on behalf of mail handlers. I could not assist or do anything in the grievance procedure, and I could not impede mail handlers from coming in and out of the union office. And actually, as per my letter, all I could do was actually maintain the bulletin board. Well, let me say to the members, there are more functions that an efficient branch president should be taking care of, and not just grievances and attended meetings. Now, once again, because those duties were suspended, there were other functions that I could have done to assist our local. But the local president, I don't know, made a pledge to himself that I am just going to get paid for doing nothing for 3 years. And I want to tell you, that's poor fiscal management. Poor fiscal management. Now, I don't know why. Well, I do know why he probably feels the way he feels about me, because again, he knows I'm going to excel this local. I'm going to introduce training concepts. I'm going to introduce a means of negotiation through stronger union knowledge, through more confident union representation than we've seen in a long time. And I guarantee you, I'm going to do that. And I think that makes people nervous. But I want to say to the workforce, we have a right to demand what was contractually agreed upon. I'm going to say that again. We have a right to demand what was contractually agreed upon, and I am going to hold management's foot to the fire every single day. Now, for that group of voters still holding on to their ballot, Kenneth Hodges is going to be a strong presence up front for Local 304. Elect Kenneth Hodges, next local president, and elect William Kirkland as my vice president. Allow us to show you a different union. 3-3-3-3-0-0-0-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4- personal message to the current local president. You have done an awesome job. And when I say awesome, I mean awesome with full respect to negativity, that level of awesome, destroying my reputation because you have engaged in defamation of my character on a lot of different levels. But you have convinced the entire local that Kenneth Hodge had 29, 25 late grievances, which you have never showed Kenneth Hodge or anyone else, because I make the claim that those late grievances don't exist. I also make the claim, and I'm going to prove this in a court of law, that you fabricated that story about Kenny Hodge having 29 late grievances. Yes, I'm saying this on my podcast because I want the local to know what kind of underhanded games you really play in this local. Those of you that have not cast your vote, please hear what I'm saying. And again, if you think I'm joking about the treatment that he has given to me, ask other folks, other branch presidents, other stewards in Local 304, and they may give you very similar stories. Vote Kenneth Hodge, and let's allow your retired president to be retired.